Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
On this, the Friday edition, as we kick off hour number one. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You know what day it is, Mark?
No.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Well, apparently a lot of people do care, believe it or not. I don't know. I haven't actually met any of these people that care since I was maybe in elementary school. Yeah, when I was in elementary school, superstition was sort of a cool thing. I remember having a book about superstitions in elementary school, not necessarily because I believed in them, just because I found it interesting. And now that I'm an adult, I still find it interesting that people actually believe in superstitions. And, of course, Friday the 13th is sort of the day of all days for the superstitious types out there. In fact, according to ABC News, today some people will not step outside, fly on a plane, go to work, or even act on a hot stock tip. It's Friday the 13th, a day filled with mild dread for some.
If you don't get on a plane today, but you do drive in a car, you've made a big mistake.
Well, some people won't even step outside. As though bad luck couldn't affect you inside your house. Don't most accidents happen in the home?
Well, that's because that's where you are most of the time.
Right. So, I mean, if you're trying to keep yourself safe from bad luck, you'd probably be safer to go outside. I guess no pianos are going to fall on your head in your house or something like that, but anyway, some people, they feel...
Living a life of fear just doesn't make any sense to me, so
I
have little to say about the subject.
A day filled with mild dread for some and such fear for others that shuttering themselves indoors seems completely reasonable. According to Dr. Donald Dossey, a psychotherapist and founder of the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute, she says, and they usually don't ask for treatment. They're either too ashamed or feel like it's fleeting. Most people who believe this day is unlucky offer no explanation. Like all other phobias, people fear Friday the 13th for its own sake, according to Dossey, author of Holiday Folklore, Phobias and Fun, Mythical Origins, Scientific Treatments, and Superstitious Cures.
You know, this won't be a timely radio show without having, say, trichodecaphobia or whatever.
Triskaidekaphobia?
Whatever that word is.
He said, by the way, as many as 21 million people fear the date of Friday the 13th. Now, wouldn't you think that that's 21 million people in America?
I think that's a made-up number is what I would think, but okay.
Well, he doesn't explain where he got the number from, but hey, it's a number and he's claiming it.
Right, that's what he's
and
claiming.
And he's a doctor.
And he must be telling the truth.
Dossey.
He must not have made that crap up.
Dossey said, quote, "The origin of it is so deeply ingrained in our culture that there's some kind of feeling of justification for people who are stricken with the fear. It's estimated that between $800 million and $900 million is lost in business each Friday the 13th because people won't travel, go to work, and tend to business in general."
How much money?
$800 million estimated.
Wow.
The origins of the fear
stem... But isn't it made up on other days? I mean, that's...
I don't know. The origins of the fear stem from several different stories combining the idea that 13 is an unlucky number and Friday an unlucky day, so it's the unluckiest of unlucky days.
Well, do they not then, are they still careful on the 13th day of the month and still careful on Fridays then?
I suppose. If they're nutty enough to be staying indoors on Friday the 13th, then they're probably nutty enough to do that.
I would think not.
There was 13 people, what, you don't think that you think they only care about Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Maybe right. There were 13 people apparently at the Last Supper, and Christ was crucified on Friday. So a lot of this allegedly goes back to the Bible thing.
I'm sure that there were more than just those 13 people at the Last Supper. They were just the ones that got the credit.
Well, Judas, apparently, the apostle who betrayed Jesus, was the 13th guest at the Last Supper.
Why was he the 13th?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's just what they claim.
Couldn't he be the 8th guest?
Maybe he arrived last. In ancient Rome, witches reportedly gathered in groups of 12. The 13th was reported to be the devil. So when a... Yes, when a group of witches gathers, it's always in 12, and if someone else shows up, then it's the devil.
Well, hold on just a second. What if one of the witches had to call off because she had the sniffles or something like that? Then they would have a group of 11.
The devil wouldn't show up.
Right. Would they just break up? Oh, heck. Weird. Yeah, there's not 12 of us.
You have,
go.
If you're the devil, you have to have a coven of 12 witches to show up.
This is just nonsense.
Still,
utter nonsense.
Some think that 13 owes its bad reputation originally to Loki, the Norse god of evil, who started a riot when he crashed a banquet at Valhalla attended by 12 gods. Once there, Loki, who then became the 13th god at the banquet, arranged for Hodur, the blind god of darkness, to shoot Baldur the Beautiful, the god of joy and gladness, with a mistletoe-tipped arrow. Baldur died, and the whole earth...
Sometimes they call me Baldur the Beautiful.
The whole earth got dark. It was a bad, unlucky day, says the doctor. Whatever its ominous origin, the fear of the number 13 is pervasive, whether it just elicits a minor sense of doom over your day or a debilitating fear. Fear of Friday the 13th is like any other fear, according to Seymour Segnett, who founded Change This Right Now, which uses neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy to help people with phobias. Those processes allow people to make changes at an unconscious level to feel back in control. Segnett says the website gets more clicks on and near the date by people looking for help in coping with the fear. At least they're reaching out. I mean, really? Really? Are you out there right now? Somebody who actually is afraid of Friday the 13th?
So what kind of help do they offer?
I already explained. Neuro-linguistic programming. You go tell me what that means. Isn't that... I don't know. You have to look that one up. Wikipedia.
Magic words that make you think differently?
And timeline therapy, whatever that is. For some, just seeing the date on the calendar...
Let's look at all the Friday the 13th you've gone through. Has anything bad happened? No? Then Friday the 13th is just another day.
For some, just seeing the date on the calendar starts the panic. For others, hearing the date said out loud can cause a cold sweat, said Segnett. But there are some other things that they can do. We've treated many people, mostly by phone, only because it's problematic for a lot of people to leave their homes on that day. Dossie says the key to controlling any phobia is to first use the power of positive thinking. He says if a person can think about things that make them feel calm and relaxed, then they can control their mind and their feelings. Using some other stimulus while thinking about thinking the happy thoughts, or the happy thought that you prefer, say if you ring a bell and think about puppies, eventually the positive thoughts overtake the negative ones when you ring the bell, so if you see a black cat cross your path on Friday the 13th, you'll feel good, not bad. He says it's very similar to the Pavlovian reflex model. Segnett also proposes similar tactics to getting over the fear. One point is to destroy the old thoughts and create new ones. Oh, these psychologists just make it sound so easy. These people are brain damaged, these people that believe that Friday the 13th is evil and a dangerous day.
Well,
I don't think they can just flip their thoughts to new things and forget about it.
Well, I think that you can change your thoughts on things, and the way that they're talking about seems like the way to do it. And,
I suppose if they want to. I guess you have to want to first,
well,
right? You really
I would
have
imagine
to.
That if it's stopping you from making money on that day,
yeah.
Stopping you from living your life on that day, well, yeah, you probably do want to.
I would also imagine
it's
that...
I agree that it's an unreasonable fear, but that's why it's called a phobia in the first place.
I would also imagine that if you are so scared of Friday the 13th that you're not going out of your house and you're not engaging in business and doing your normal routine on that particular day, that's probably the tip of the iceberg for you as far as your mental problems are concerned. I mean, really? If you're that messed up that you're afraid of a day of the week...
So you're saying that their only problem couldn't be this triskaidekaphobia nonsense?
I think that if you've got triskaidekaphobia, then you've probably got some other problems as well. There's something screwy about you.
I dated a girl who claimed to have a phobia of balloons, because they could pop.
and make a loud noise?
And then she was also afraid of going over large bridges. And, it was annoying. I told her many times.
Well, this is really pathetic. Apparently, for some, it isn't that simple when a culture is built around the fear. For instance, the U.S. Navy won't launch a ship on Friday the 13th.
Huh.
Some cities will skip 13th Avenue and 13th Street. Few buildings even have a 13th floor. A black cat sighting on the date may lead even to the most skeptical to tread lightly the entire day. But according to the Humane Society and American Society for Prevention to Cruelty to Animals, there are no additional adoptions or abuse cases of black cats on this day. In fact, like the folklore surrounding Friday the 13th, acts of torture against or by black cats is anecdotal at best.
I have a black cat.
If you know someone... Now, he's got some white on him.
Okay, well, he's at least partially in danger.
If you know somebody that has this phobia and they are afraid of Friday the 13th, I really want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Both free, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. One of the reasons why a number of people have chosen the Free State Project is because the state they currently live in becomes more and more oppressive as time goes on in various areas, including gun control. And, Mark, you and I happen to be pretty big fans of the Bill of Rights, and one of the more important rights in there is, of course, the Second Amendment, considering that's the one that allows us to defend the rest of the freedoms and rights that we're supposed to have.
It's a pretty simple one, too. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Indeed. And what was that noise? Was that you putting that thing down?
That was me cocking my shotgun.
Oh, wow. Nice job.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about the gun control thing, and you apparently have an email from a listener that, I mean, this is not a happy email at all, but it does point out how gun control has harmed people's lives and has put people in more danger than they need to be in. What happened here, Mark?
This is a shocking, gruesome email that I got, and the person who sent it has asked to remain unnamed, and I will stick with that. Recently, while staying in New York City, I was violently raped walking to my hotel, from my hotel to my car in broad daylight. According to Governor George Pataki's website, the illegal possession of between 1 and 19 firearms in New York City is merely, according to Pataki, a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail. So just possessing a firearm, or 19 of them, if that makes any sense, is punishable by up to a year in jail in New York City.
Wow.
Travelers through NYC must leave their guns locked, unloaded, and encased, according to the city's penal code. I own several guns, but they sat in the trunk of my car locked, unloaded, and most importantly, inaccessible. Here's what happened as a result. Around noon, I was leaving my hotel. I felt a hand grab my upper arm. I looked up to see a 6-foot-plus man towering over my 5-foot figure. Since he was behind me, this was not a situation in which I could easily use pepper spray with any confidence. He told me, "Come on, girl." He walked me to a car, parked behind a dumpster. He ordered me to open the driver's side back door.
This was in public? In New York City? In the daytime?
I have no reason to doubt what is being said here.
I mean, we've been to New York City. There's people usually everywhere. I mean, was she in some sort of desolate area where somebody wouldn't have noticed that there was a guy abducting a girl there on the streets? Is he holding a weapon? I mean, why would you go with somebody? I could understand if there was nobody around and he had a gun or a knife.
How do you know? He was behind her. I mean, he could have had a gun. How does she know?
I see. Okay. Continue.
He walked me to a car parked behind a dumpster. He ordered me to open the driver's side back door, and I did. I was pushed in onto my stomach in the back seat. As he removed my jeans, he made a comment about me being sexy and not wearing panties. I cried and tried to scream for help as he anally raped me. He put his hand firmly on the back of my head, pushed my face into the seat, leaving me gasping for air, as well as breaking my nose. Somewhere in the middle of what seemed to be an eternity, he started to lose his balance and shoved his hand on my back, breaking two of my ribs.
Whoa!
Because of my being underweight. He ejaculated on a tattoo located in my lower back, called me a slut, wiped his semen off with a sweater I had been carrying and threw it on the top of my head. For several minutes, I lay on my stomach crying, fearing for my life, and not knowing where the man was or what he was going to do. Finally, he told me to get up, put my pants on, and not tell anyone what happened. I called the police and drove myself to an emergency room. He was caught later that day and will be charged with rape and attempted murder. Many medical problems occurred, and I was unable to walk without assistance for several days. I remained in the hospital for 2 weeks because I'm not close enough to my home or destination to drive myself. New York City put me in an unfair position in which I had to choose between rape and jail time. Had I shot and saved myself from this horrific event that occurred, I would be the one charged with an attempted murder.
Sure.
Shame on Michael Bloomberg for allowing this and other atrocities like it to take place.
No, it wasn't just Michael Bloomberg. I mean, these laws were in place before him.
Yeah. I get the impression that she must carry these weapons on a pretty regular basis. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they're in her trunk. She probably stopped before she got in New York City and locked them up and all that stuff. And if she had been carrying, I don't suspect this would have happened.
Probably not. And this is just one example from a very sad story, and
very
sorry, I don't wish it on anybody, but she's not the only one. I mean, she's not the only person in New York City that's been victimized
right.
as a result of not being able to defend themselves. But Mark, the reason we've taken guns out of people's hands is to protect them. I mean, they could hurt themselves with these guns.
Well, she didn't get shot. I mean, it's just... It's
well,
so
yeah, awful. She didn't have a gun, thank goodness. But that's the mindset of these... I mean, how could one of these gun control advocates hear a story like that and then come back with, well, what I just said, things like that? I mean, how could they listen to a story like that and be so callous as to say, well, you know, at least you weren't able to carry your gun because you might have hurt someone, young lady, including yourself.
Think of all the children who could shoot themselves with guns if we allowed people to have guns.
Well, and of course, that's their favorite excuse is think of the children. What about the children? We don't want children to get their hands on firearms, as though a child would have been able to get into her trunk and get access to her firearms, or if she was carrying a gun on her, that some kid would somehow be able to do that. Individuals that carry firearms are very respectful of the firearms they carry. They know that they're carrying essentially death in their hands when they're holding a gun. I mean, this is the ability to take human life. It is in your hands, and it allows you to rule over others should you want to, and that's a serious responsibility.
Otherwise, in this particular case, you're talking about a woman. I don't know how big she is or anything like that, but a small woman compared to a pretty good sized guy, he's just got all the power, and a gun equalizes those things.
It really does.
A 7-year-old can shoot Mike Tyson and kill him. So, I mean,
there have been instances where children, young people, have actually successfully defended adult parents. For instance, maybe a mother who is infirmed or something like that. Children have been, in the past, there have been stories about kids 13 or younger that have actually taken mom and dad's gun and used it to defend their own family in their own home successfully. And if those kids were responsible enough to handle that, it's not like kids are all totally irresponsible. If you teach your kids to respect firearms, they will respect the firearm.
You know, and that's you see all the commercials. At least when I was younger, I saw commercials on TV. I don't watch Saturday morning cartoons. I don't watch stuff that's targeted towards kids anymore. But when I was a kid, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad kept a .22 long rifle in our closet, as far as I know, loaded, ready to go, for as long as I was alive. I never touched that gun. I never touched it. Well, I did when I fired it, but
yeah,
otherwise. He would take me out and, you know, let me use it.
You know, it was serious business otherwise.
Right. Oh, boy. It would have been big, big, big trouble.
So, if you're somebody that thinks that there should be gun control, I mean, really, I'd love for you to explain to me and this woman who was raped there should be. 800-259-9231, you take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the listener map. You can go and add yourself to it or look around and see where some of our other listeners are at, over 1,500 of them, at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com.
Looking for some passionate political debate that doesn't sound like it was written by Flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So we were just talking about gun control laws and how outrageous they are, especially in the face of a story that you just read in the last segment, Mark, from one of our listeners who was allegedly raped in New York City, and it was a pretty scary story.
I'm sure she doesn't feel like it was alleged.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a pretty scary story, and it certainly shouldn't happen to anybody, and it might not have happened to her if she had been able to have the guns that she owned,
right,
which were in her trunk, apparently, at the
right
time.
She had them. Fat lots of good they did her unloaded and locked up in her trunk.
Because of the New York City laws and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's called in to defend gun control.
Mm.
And
Who would?
Well, I don't know. We're on a progressive station up in Petoskey, Michigan. I would think there'd be one or two gun control advocates at least listening to a progressive station. Maybe you could explain to me and this lady as to why it is that we need to have gun control. 1-800-259-9231. That will be open for the rest of the show if you decide, you know, maybe you're on the road and you want to get home to your home phone and call us then. Because really, I want to know. I mean, maybe there's a reason that we're missing out on here, Mark. Otherwise, why don't we focus on where the cops... where apparently the cops placed their emphasis on enforcement. I mean, obviously, they should be going after murderers and rapists, And I don't know what the... She didn't describe the response of the police. She mentioned that she called the police in that article. She didn't really describe her encounter with the police.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently a lot of cops are too busy doing other things to be bothered with things like going after rapists and murderers. Like this cop in Indian River County, Florida, a Vero Beach man, who testified that he fled from police because he discovered a large amount of marijuana in his lap and thought it was a bomb someone tossed into his car, was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Circuit judge ordered David Bennett, 38 years old.
He had a bunch of marijuana thrown in his lap and he thought it was a bomb?
It's a strange story. To serve 30 years for his conviction by a jury August 15th on charges of possession of marijuana with intent to sell, fleeing and eluding police, and driving with a revoked driver's license. Apparently, at the trial, Indian River County Sheriff's Department Deputy Scott Sposato testified he saw Bennett sitting in a car outside a business. Sposato testified he shined his flashlight into the car and saw two clear bags filled with marijuana in Bennett's lap. Sposato testified he entered the car to arrest Bennett, but Bennett sped off, sending Sposato to the pavement. On Thursday, he asked Vaughn to consider Bennett's aggressive fleeing from several deputies. Testimony showed Bennett fled at a high rate of speed before losing control of his car in a residential yard. When deputies caught up to him, he was seen tossing the bags of marijuana into the woods. At the scene, deputies recovered 40 bags of marijuana weighing more than 80 grams.
Wow.
Bennett apparently said he fled after an unidentified man approached his car, raised his shirt to reveal a concealed handgun, and hurled an unknown object into his car. He says, "I thought it was a bomb. I didn't know if it was a bomb or a gun. I just wanted to get away from it. I didn't know it was marijuana until they brought me to jail and booked me."
Sounds like a contrived story.
It really does. It sounds like he was high on crack or something at the time. I mean,
well,
really.
It sounds like he's just making up a story is what it sounds like to me.
Bennett testified he never saw Sposato enter his car, and on Thursday he repeated to the judge that he didn't see the pursuing deputy's emergency lights. He said, "It was a mistake of my eyesight, I guess, and I'm paying for it."
Well, I mean, he was fleeing at a high rate of speed, and he lost control and crashed into somebody's backyard, and he didn't see the cops. No wonder he got 30 years.
Assistant State Attorney asked Vaughn to take into account Bennett's 14 felony convictions since the mid-1980s, about half of them for drug sales or possession. And apparently the defense attorney...
He's obviously been in contact with drugs before, and he thought that this bag of marijuana was a bomb. Now, I'm not saying that he should go to jail because I don't think that marijuana should be illegal, but this guy's just dumb, okay?
Oh, yeah, obviously. Obviously, it wasn't a bomb, and I don't believe for a second his story. But nonetheless, 30 years for marijuana possession? That seems a little extreme.
Yeah, and then he threw the bomb into the woods.
Right.
The two bags of marijuana.
For the 40 bags
were one
of marijuana.
Bomb. but it was two clear bags or something. Maybe they contained 20 each. I don't know.
That must have been what it was. Anyway, none of his felony convictions indicate that Mr. Bennett is a violent person. They do indicate he has a serious drug problem that has not been addressed. He has been convicted with possession of marijuana with intent to sell, fleeing and eluding and driving with a revoked license, 30 years in prison. But not only are the police busy with that guy, but they're also busy going after 8-year-olds. From KLTV.com, an 8-year-old East Texas boy got a visit from a Mount Vernon police officer during school hours. The reason? 5 overdue library books, of course, from the Franklin
what?
County Library.
Why are cops coming to check on overdue library books?
You gotta scare those kids straight.
Oh my God.
The boy's father is furious.
What are we paying our taxes for?
The school would allow something like this to happen, but the officer who went to the school says he was just doing his job. The boy's father told KLTV News that the incident has upset...
What a crappy job he's got, too.
The incident has upset his son so much the child missed school for the first time since kindergarten. Here's the words from the young 8th grader, Will Patterson. He says, "I was just silent the whole way." He says he has no clue why he got called up to the principal's office in Mount Vernon. Once inside, he saw the police officer. Sergeant Blake Gurley said, the young man said, he had a gun on him. He had his pepper spray and he had his handcuffs. He had everything a policeman would have. Sergeant Gurley says that could be a little scary to a young man. Sergeant Gurley says every month the library gives him a list of people who have not returned their books and he tries to contact them. He said the library sent out a notice regarding the overdue books to Will's parents. The mail was returned back to the library, so they weren't able to get a hold of the parents, so I made a few phone calls and determine the child was at the school. Will got the books, which was Peter's Trucks, Octopuses, Sea Anemones, Jellyfish, and another book during a school field trip. Says the sergeant gave him a list of the books, and he said, "It's going to cost me $50, according to Will. It was just shortly after he told me this story that he started breaking out, according to Harold Patterson, Will's father. Will had a rash from head to toe, His neck was so swollen.
Poor kid was all upset.
That he had trouble breathing. Harold rushed Will to the hospital after over-the-counter medication failed to help. According to hospital records, Will suffered this because of anxiety and emotional distress. This is what our police are focusing on. 1-800-259-9231. Rapists, murderers, forget about them. We need to go after these kids with the overdue library books. And let's talk to Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Vince.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are you?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind, Vince?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I told your call screener about the maybe talk about your freedom, but this is why we're losing our freedoms. You know, they send a cop out for 5 overdue books. And how old was the kid? 8, 9, 10 years old?
8 years old.
I wouldn't care if he had 50 overdue books. I don't think cops should be sent there. The library should be handling
this
that.
This is the law, Mark. And he's breaking the law.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, suppose the recording, the IR, the RIAA thinks that when you download those music videos,
mm-hmm.
whether you're just like a 6-year-old girl or an 80-year-old grandmother, they'll come after you.
Yeah, they actually have gone after a grandmother in that case.
And a 6-year-old girl, I also believe, so. But, you know,
it's outrageous.
Why we're losing our freedoms. I mean.
So what are you going to do to get them back, Vince?
Well, we just have to be vigilant.
Yeah,
not going to require no more police officers or government or agencies. Just, it has to be the individuals.
Right. Of course, the trick, though, Vince, and I agree with you, but the trick is to get people to care about being vigilant. You and I and Mark, yeah, we all want to be vigilant, and we're all paying attention. We know what's going on, but it's the rest of America that has the problem. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of youngsters, we've got some more police state. I mean, there's been a lot of police state news this week, and now there's more of it on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231, Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the site and you enjoy the fact that we give everything away for free, well, then you might want to consider voting for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote. It's a once-a-month sort of thing that we ask you to do, and it's as a result of your votes that we're in the top 10 podcasts of the world over at podcastalley.com. In fact, last time I looked, we were in the number 2 spot. That's out of over 25,000 podcasts. So 2 is pretty darn good.
Very good.
But we would like to be number 1, and that would mean that you'd have to vote if you've yet to do it. So go to vote.freetalklive.com, and oh my goodness, we are actually at number 3 right now. I just checked it. So we definitely need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute, makes a big difference for us, because being in the top 10 alone, but yet being number 1 or 2, being up there, helps us get more new listeners, more new internet listeners coming across the show, which means more new people finding the message of freedom and liberty. And that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing.
So vote.freetalklive.com. More police state news, Mark. 1984 may be coming to Manchester School District. This is here in New Hampshire, Manchester. The public will have its say next month, according to the union leader, on whether nearly all school buses should be equipped with a set of digital cameras. Now, not just one digital camera, a set of them. A committee of the Manchester School Board last night sent a camera policy to the full board and scheduled a public hearing. The date of the next school board meeting, school administrators and the MTA, Manchester Transit Authority, want to outfit nearly every school bus with cameras. According to the school board, one of the school board members, I don't think there's anything more powerful as a deterrent. But the chairman of the committee, board member so-and-so, says she wants a sense of how often behavioral problems take place on Manchester buses. She said she also wants to know if cameras have improved rider behavior in other districts where they've been installed. It's important to know when we're making the kind of investment, as though bureaucrats invest anything. You're not taking your own money and investing it anything. You're not going to get a return on this. It's not an investment. You're spending taxpayer dollars. You can't call that an investment.
I'm not entirely convinced that you couldn't call that an investment.
I don't believe you can. Anyway, the MTA says it wants to put a set of 3 to 4 digital cameras on each bus at a cost of $2,200 per bus.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a
lot. $2,200 per bus?
That is a lot of that's a lot of money, and that's a lot of cameras. I mean, why do you need 4 cameras for one school bus? I remember when I was in high school, they had these boxes up at the front of the bus that had a little flashing LED light, and you were told that there was a camera inside it, but you didn't really know as to whether or not there was. because you never actually saw anybody open up the box and remove the camera. So it was, for all you knew, it could have been just a box with a flashing LED light on it. But there might have been a camera in there. And either way, it was just one camera mounted up high. The only way you could have avoided being seen by it was to, you know, duck down in your seat. But even then, it's just silly because the kids in the middle of the bus, if there was one in the back and one in the front, and they would have to have at least four cameras in there in order to record everybody, I would think.
I don't think so. The bus driver manages to see the entire bus with one mirror above their head. Why would you need four cameras?
Oh, yeah, if the kids bent down or something and got below the level at which the camera could see them, in which case you'd have to have another camera on the other side.
I can't imagine that anything is that terrible is going on while they're bent down.
I mean, can't either, which is why I was shocked by the responses to this article. I actually pulled it off of NHFree.com, and I was shocked that some of the people responding to this on a generally pro-freedom website were saying, well, this is an okay idea. We want our kids to be safe. We want our kids to be protected. Now, most of the respondents were saying this is outrageous. This is police state stuff. But one of the women in the forum said that, well, you don't want your kid to get stabbed on the school bus, do you? And I said, when was the last time someone was stabbed on a school bus anywhere in the state of New Hampshire?
And I mean, I think that it should be, hold on, the camera, when it sees a knife, isn't going to hop down from its little place and run over there and take the knife out of the kid's hands. The camera doesn't make any difference. If a kid gets stabbed on the bus without cameras, just imagine, create yourself a mental movie theater of what happens. All right, you have to have the kid with the knife. He's stabs the other kid.
There's kids around.
Kids see it.
Right.
What's he going to do with the knife? I mean, it's not like you're not going to find the knife on a school bus.
Right.
There's a kid stabbed. You know there's a knife here.
Right. It was just ludicrous. It's so emotional. People that are normally of a more pro-freedom mindset, even they can get emotional over the children. And it's just amazing to me the response that came out about this. There are kids going to be around. If somebody gets violently harmed on a school bus, there's not going to be a code of silence with every other child on that bus to not reveal who just stabbed little Johnny.
Right. I mean, these aren't the... it's ridiculous.
It is totally ridiculous.
It's not the outlaw bikers here.
Right. Now, of course, the real issue is government schools, and should government schools be around, and if there weren't government schools, would there even be school buses? I mean, there might be private school buses, in which case the individuals over the private school bus would have even more control over the kids on that particular bus. They would know intimately the children that were riding their bus. For instance, around here in Keene, where we're doing the show from, there's these little minivans that say school bus on them. And they drive around. I don't know. I presume they're taking kids to private schools. I certainly have never seen such a thing for a government school. And on a bus that size, I mean, on a bus operated by a private individual, it's probably going to be the case that you know these kids on a personal basis, you know?
Well, as you know, I went to a private school for 9 years, and we had I think it was just a regular van that was painted yellow and said school bus on the side, and I think 10 kids rode on it. As a matter of fact, the bus driver also did some babysitting for me.
Mm.
I mean, you can see how intimately involved that bus driver was in the lives of her you know, the kids that were on her bus.
Right, and if it's kind of like I think it'd be a totally different situation if you had a private school, because again, in a private school system, and that's what we want here on Free Talk Live, we want all the government schools to go away and be replaced by voluntary private alternatives.
Sure.
Whether the private school is run by an individual, a company, a charity, doesn't matter. There's different options that
churches
could happen. There's different choices. Either way, you're going to have people taking children to school who care about the kids that are on their bus. They should, because if those kids aren't riding their bus, they're not going to be making money. So they care about them. They develop a relationship with them. They're friendly towards them. When it's a government bureaucrat driving a government school bus, the kids are all forced to ride on that particular bus. They don't have any choice in who they're riding with or anything like that. Usually the bus drivers are some surly bureaucrat, and so naturally the kids, they hate their job, and so the kids hate being on the bus. And so it fosters this attitude of, well, being on the bus really sucks, so let's make it as fun as we possibly can by raising hell. I know. I was on school buses. I know exactly what it's like.
I don't think we're talking about stabbings, though.
No. Not stabbings, but certainly making life hell as much as possible without violence. Maybe violence in some metros or something, but making life hell for that bus driver. Because you don't like him. And he doesn't like you, and he doesn't like his job. There's just this this aura of unfunness about government school buses. And I think a lot of that would be changed if it was a private system where people had incentives to make others happy.
Oh, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't. I think that's pushing it a little bit. I think that.
You think?
I think
that. Because let me tell you, if you are acting up on my private school bus, I'm not taking you to school. So then what are you going to do then?
I would assume not go.
Well, yeah, you're not going to go. See, in a private universe, I don't have to take your business if I don't want you. If you're going to come in and be disruptive on my bus, you're not going to ride on my bus. Same thing in my classroom. If you're going to come in and be disruptive in my classroom, you're not going to be taught in my school or in my classroom anymore. And so therefore, compare that to the government school system, where every child is forced at gunpoint, their parents are forced at gunpoint to send their children to this government institution. So it doesn't matter how much they act up. It doesn't matter how bad they are. They still have to go to school, and the school still has to accept all of these students. Don't you think things would be a little bit different if the individuals running these school buses had the ability to eject children permanently from the bus? Not necessarily on the side of the road at that very moment, but you take them home that day, have a chat with mom and dad, and say, look, if Johnny messes up one more time, and if he starts causing trouble or slices, you know, knifes my seat, as has happened plenty of times on government school buses.
Sure, I would imagine lots of seats are
all kinds of damage. You cause more damage, you cause more trouble, your kid's done. And then you can take him to school or he can walk. I think that would change behavior in a lot of cases.
I think it would too.
1-800-259-9231. And to think otherwise is ludicrous. You can still take control of the airwaves. There's some bad news. More bad news. We got big police state news in this case. It's coming from across the pond. The BBC is going to be reporting on how not only are airports going to be tagging your bags in the future. That's been going on for a long time, and there's a good reason for it. They tag your bag for identification purposes and to make sure that if it gets lost, hopefully it'll eventually end up at the correct airport and go where it's supposed to. But what happens when they start tagging the passengers? That's what we're going to explore on the way.
Passenger tagging?
That's right. Coming soon to an airport near you. The details coming up. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Hour 2 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.